This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We are still at the blockchain conference here, the Free State Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. There's so much to talk about here.
Yes.
So many great people, so many interesting personalities. We just had to keep going. We had finished production on our Thursday show.
Yep.
And so the conference actually isn't happening on Friday.
And still had people that we wanted to talk to.
right. So we're just here in the morning, producing the show. And so as the day goes on, there's still people we want to talk to. And so we've got plenty of time. We can make as much time for it as we need to.
Right.
So we're going into extended mode here. And this event is continuing coverage the day after it's actually over, because we want to bring these folks to you. And we're probably going to come on later on live in this particular show from our Keene studios. Depends on how this the rest of this day goes. But we got to start our show out tonight. We've got Will Pangman, who is somebody that, Will, we don't know each other real well, but we keep running into each other over the years at these various different cryptocurrency conventions. And I remember, I think it was the first time I met you, you complimented Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. You were like a big fan of that movie. And so anybody that loves Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, it's like, oh, I'm glad you appreciated that. So welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thanks. Yeah, glad to be here. I love that documentary, and I have a background in film and TV production.
Oh, do you?
I lived in New York City up until kind of the 2008 crisis, pretty much.
Okay.
Work was kind of drying up in the film area, film space.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was working on lots of documentaries and always been a big fan of that stuff. So, yeah, the film you guys made was excellent, and more and more and more people need to see that, especially now with all of, from both sides of the aisle, all the activism going on in the world.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good example, I think, for a lot of those people, regardless if they agree with us or we agree with them or not, they can learn lessons from it.
So how did you go from being a film guy to a crypto blockchain guy? What's your story there?
Yeah, like I said, I left New York when, the financial crisis of 2008 kind of hit. I left in the summer of 2009 and moved back to my home state, Wisconsin. I had a baby, and my partner and I looked at each other like, well, what we're currently doing is not gonna be able to design the life that we want for our family, our young family. And so I was hacking away at different little entrepreneurship things. I helped a family friend with their small business, kind of modernizing it and getting it off of pen and paper and onto the internet. And that led me to finally digging into Bitcoin. I'd heard about Bitcoin from you guys and from many other places over the years, and I have a list of things I want to research, and I think I put it on that list like three different times.
Wow.
Finally, I just decided to dive in. And
what year was that? Do you remember?
Late 2012 when I finally was like, I'm going to actually research this thing.
Yeah.
And then, like many people who tell the story, you take 3 months of tireless late night reading and resolving for yourself that this thing isn't too good to be true. And when I finally did that for myself, I had to kind of drop everything and go all in, kind of remake a career. And we had a one-year-old at the time and no savings, and it was a huge risk I wouldn't kind of recommend for anyone, but we had to do it. That was what we had to do.
So when you say that you jumped in and made it your career,
yeah,
how so?
Well, there wasn't really careers in Bitcoin back in 2012-2013,
right,
per se. A couple jobs available at BitPay and Coinbase, perhaps,
yeah.
But I think they had like five people each on their staffs at the time or something.
Yeah.
But there weren't non-technical roles either. And so I'm not a developer, I'm not an engineer. I decided to kind of mine Bitcoin with my wetware, my brain, my body, my skills. And the way I did that is I started some meetups. I started the meetup in Madison, Wisconsin, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Cool.
Helped Chicago grow their meetup. Worked with the Bitcoin Foundation in the early days on some education initiatives.
So you just started networking.
You started
getting connected.
Yeah, networking, getting connected, and really, like, I went right to the people who didn't know a thing about it in my local area and, got merchants on board and really, just used whatever influential skills I think I had at the time to get people to make the jump with us. And yeah, it was great. We had weekly meetups. We had 20 to 50 people every week in those
really
days
good.
In a small-ish Rust Belt city, you know, in the Midwest, Milwaukee. So, I jumped in, and through that, I started doing some research and a little bit of writing for different projects. I'd become friends with some of the people in the industry, and Paul Pue and I were friends. Paul Pue from Edge
formerly
Gearbits.
Yeah.
And he hired me, and I worked there
That's
for
right.
2 years and left at the end of 2016, like January 2017. And
were you out in California at that time?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So everyone on the team lived in San Diego to work at Edge. So we made the move, cross country and everything. So that's kind of the story. I worked for a number of startups, hacked my way through.
And now you're doing your own thing.
Right,
you're starting up, you told me, Badger Labs?
Yeah, so...
Tell me about that.
I've moved back to Wisconsin about a year ago.
Hence the name.
Yeah, hence the name. You know, the Badger State. Badger, Honey Badger, of course.
Okay.
So it's a venture studio. It's my... You know, I have a lot of... deal flow on my desk and job opportunities that come across my desk that I usually refer out a lot. And I just decided, you know, I'm collecting myself from the fray of the whole year, you know, 2017 and working at startups for a number of years and just trying to cool off a bit. But the universe was telling me there's tons of people who need to be inspired the way I was back when I first found out about it, when I first took the plunge to learn about it. And they're ready now, and the infrastructure is the industry and the infrastructure is matured to the point where it can handle more people, and there's 100,000 approximately available jobs in this space. So I could curate talent in the Midwest, in Madison, Wisconsin specifically, which is where I live now, and find creatives, find developers, engineers, technical people, legal people who wanted exposure to this, even just to moonlight in it, and I can give them that exposure.
Mm-hmm.
So I build the teams around some of the projects that come on my desk, and
so
I
like
use
people come to you and they are you kind of helping people find help, basically? Is that what you're doing?
So I find freelancers who have skills, or
programmers,
and creatives, marketers, copywriters, business developers or legal professionals, and they, I become aware of them because, they come through different co-working spaces that I frequent in Madison or something, and you network with them, find out about them, and place them with the opportunities.
So you're kind of like a headhunter, but not really?
Well, I want it to be a home for them, so we have our own projects, and I encourage people to, work on those. But, yeah, if I'm able to bid for a contract for some consulting work, I'll need to build a team around that to provide the service. So I'll curate the talent for the team and be able to kind of manage it or just oversee it and let the talented people become leaders in the industry. And most people only need 3 weeks, maybe 3 months, of exposure to this content to realize they can apply their skills somewhere. And so I want to speed that curve up for them.
And you're specifically focusing on people regionally, like people in the Wisconsin?
Predominantly, yeah. That's where I look first. But again, we have freelancers from all over the world.
You do, okay.
Yeah, and of course, people who are native to Wisconsin, maybe, who don't live there anymore, or people who went to school at UW and don't live there anymore. Of course, it's great to have that kind of local culture involved. And my idea is that we're going to draw in a lot of economic value from outside of our region.
Sure.
And that's going to
make
people's lives better and maybe make the community and, the town better, city better.
Awesome. So it's Badger Labs. I was asking you if there's a website. There apparently isn't one, so you're really networking with people.
No, we're kind of stealthy. We have some projects that we're trying to keep a little bit low-key, doing some really cool things with the Lightning Network. And, so there will be a website very soon, and there will be more announcements, and we'll be talking about some of the cool things.
Is there anything you can talk about? What would you want to reveal to our audience in a very short time?
I think, of course, all these chains have an application for people. Certain people, use them in different ways. I've gravitated to Lightning. I think that's where a lot of the interesting energy is right now in the industry?
The Lightning is a future, kind of here now, but sort of futuristic product coming onto the Bitcoin blockchain. Can we talk more about it? Can you hang out with us for another segment?
Absolutely.
Will Pangman's with us here from Badger Labs, and this is Free Talk Live. We're at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference yesterday. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They are working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizon.global.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. We're at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. As we mentioned before, we're recording the shows here, so we will probably do something live a little bit later on, because I don't think we're going to fill up a third show with extra content.
Probably not.
It could happen. Anyway, we're continuing here and bringing you more highlights and more speakers and folks here who are at this conference, which is a very, very, you know, intimate. I'm not going to say small. It's packed full of people. There's a lot of folks here, but it's much smaller than a lot of the crypto conferences out there. A conference that's a little bit larger, but not too big, that I like a lot, is the Texas Bitcoin Conference that we've attended for the last four, or this one's going to be the fourth. So we've
coming up in just over 2 weeks.
Yeah, so October 27th and 28th in Austin, once again in Austin. Speakers, of course, are going to include Paul Snow, who's here. He's the organizer of Texas Bitcoin Conference. He's here at this conference as well. From Factum, Bruce Fenton, the organizer of the New Hampshire Blockchain Conference,
yes,
or the Free State Blockchain Conference. He's going to be speaking at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. So there's a bunch of people here from Austin. There's multiple people who have come up from Austin. So Mark and I, we're going to be broadcasting from TexasBitcoinConference.com is where you can go to get your tickets. And we will look forward to seeing you there again October 27th and 28th in Austin, Texas, BitcoinConference.com. Will Pangman is here with us from Badger Labs, kind of talking about your story of, you know, how you ended up getting into blockchain from being originally a filmmaker. And you've got a bunch of kind of irons in the fire. Everybody's busy, right? And you've got not only this Badger Labs where you're helping programmers and marketers and other folks get connected in the digital blockchain world, but also you mentioned to me you might be getting back into a little documentary work well. And you're here actually talking about Russ Ulbricht today.
Yep. Yeah, so over the past, several months, I've been working with a production studio out of L.A. in California, and they have a very cool crypto docu-series that they've been working on, and they're selling to, you know, the major streaming platforms, HBO, Netflix, etc. And it's kind of a unique project. There's a lot of crypto documentaries out there, but none yet that I think really kind of allow the audience to, like, reach out and touch the people or the projects, kind of really get a sense that they can be involved too. And so that was our goal with this project. So it covers a number of the key characters and the space and key projects, and goes over some of the major victories that a lot of these entrepreneurs have been having, as well as talking about lots of the origins of the space. And you can't really do that without discussing Russ Ulbricht and what he means to the industry. And so
is this going to be a perspective documentary on, like, the whole kind of concept of cryptocurrency, or, like, what's the vision?
The vision is to tell a bunch of stories about the entrepreneurs, the people actually on the ground doing work, and give you kind of an intimate view into their days and what some of the key milestones they might reach in their projects. So we've been filming for months and have tons of content. The series will probably be
it's a series. Okay,
yeah, it's a docu-series, so it'll be like 13 hours long, maybe 26 episodes, something like that.
So that's going to allow you to look closer at different things. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and highlight really like the pitfalls and the triumphs for each of these kinds of different projects. So yeah, and of course, because it's about the projects, entrepreneurs, and the building that's actually happening, you can't discuss any of that without providing the first story of that, which is, you know, what Ross means to the industry. So,
well, there's the story of Satoshi Nakamoto, but then Ross is probably the next, the big one.
Exactly, yeah.
And Ross Ulbricht, for listeners that don't know, is who?
Ross Ulbricht was the creator of the Silk Road. Silk Road was an e-commerce marketplace that existed on the dark web. You could only access it using the Tor browser, private browsing technology. And he was heavily persecuted for his role in that, and he's incarcerated now, double life plus 40 years.
That's right, and he's been behind bars for 5 years now.
He has, yeah.
Speaking of documentaries, as you probably know, his family is releasing, in parts, a documentary series called Railroaded.
Right.
And I actually watched the first part of this this week. It was great.
It's excellent.
I mean, it's certainly not the most polished piece, but it's a good piece. It gets the information out there, and it does it in, and it presents it in an easy to
understand. It's dense information. the details of this story that most people who've even followed the case don't know.
I learned things just from the first 25, again, the first part of, I think, what's going to be a six-part series. So in total, it'll probably be like 2-3 hours long.
Right, and they could probably do a six-part docu-series just on the trial itself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This is one of the most harrowing stories, and it's close to my heart because I identify a lot with an entrepreneur of my same age who's an idealist and wanted to combine incredibly disruptive technologies to make the world a better place. And I personally believe he did that.
He did. I mean, he saved lives.
I believe that, yeah.
Because of the harm reduction. We've covered this on Free Talk Live. But, you know, when you can order your drugs, which people are going to order drugs, whether you like it or not, when they can get them in a competitive marketplace, they're more likely to get the actual drugs they're looking for.
Higher quality,
consistent batches. And so you're not going to see the same overdose problems coming from those purchased drugs. And you're also avoiding getting beaten and robbed by, you know, some thug who
sets
you up.
Yeah, it takes out the street violence completely.
Yeah.
And like you pointed out, the threat of overdose with more pure or more high quality drugs is much less.
Yes.
And I know that part of Ross's harsh sentencing was the fact that there were supposed overdoses that had happened that were cited by the judge during sentencing sway the jury and, of course, the judge's decision for the sentence. I've talked to Lynn about this a number of times, and digging around, the family has tried to find who these overdoses
supposed
could be, and
are.
They can only identify one, I believe.
Okay.
So, the
judge cited like 10, right?
Yes, yeah, and paraded some dubious facts and claims around in front of the court.
Yes. Right, and we're just scratching the surface. We're not going to have time to get into
exactly.
it because there's so much. I mean, like you said, we could fill a six-hour documentary just about the trial and all the corruption and the scum of the federal government, corrupt cops, and there's just so much.
If people want to dig into these weeds and dig into these details more, there's two episodes of the Railroaded series that are out now.
Oh, the second's already out.
Out, and, and the third one will come in a few days.
It's like once a week or something, maybe a little more.
So, yeah, I believe it's freeross.org/railroaded.
It's right there at the top. If you just go to freeross.org, it's there. So you're going to be covering Ross in this documentary that you're putting together, or documentary series. Is there a name for it that you've been pitching, or?
There's no name
not yet.
No official name. We have some code names that are funny. And
so are you getting to the point where you said you're shooting now? Are you going to put together some pitch episodes
Yeah, there's a sizzle reel coming soon, and there's a... it's in edit now.
Cool.
So
that's really exciting.
Yeah. So probably Q1 of next year or Q2 at the latest. I'm guessing you should see it on the major streaming site.
Well, will you when it happens? Don't wait until I see you at the next crypto conference 3 years or 2 years.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know because we want to have you back on to talk about this once it launches.
Yeah.
I presume it's going to be free to view online. I don't know what your plan is.
If you subscribe to the major streaming services,
Netflix,
you can find it. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If it's on Netflix, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
So, Will, thanks for coming here on Free Talk Live. We'll look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me
in the future about
Anytime.
These very exciting projects. Great to see you here, and thanks for coming and speaking at. The Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It's been a great event, and hopefully we're going to talk to a few more folks before we wrap this up.
Hope so.
It is Free Talk Live, and don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit vercelmedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
But we're very honored to have him back with us. He
He suffered greatly, but we're very appreciative to a lot of people, a lot of people. So Pastor Brunson's in the air, heading to Germany, and then coming to the U.S. He'll be landing on Saturday, most likely Saturday in D.C.
President Trump with more details on American pastor Andrew Brunson and when we can expect him back in the United States. Brunson spent 2 years in jail and more time under house arrest after being charged with terrorism and espionage charges in Turkey. Facebook said hackers accessed data from 29 million accounts as part of a security breach disclosed a few weeks ago. That's fewer than the 50 million it initially believed were affected. An additional 1 million accounts were affected, but hackers did not get any information from them. And the Dow closed the week up 287 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at the Free State Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Yes. Continuing with the theme of these live shows that we do, which we record, but we record them live. That is, we talk to people we've known, and we meet some new people as well.
Right.
And one longtime guest and sometime co-host here on Free Talk Live is Joel Valenzuela, who is here with us. I want to bring him on in just a moment, but I also want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System. You want to talk about an effective, affordable system. You actually do get both of those things in one package with Blink, and it's thanks to Amazon. They bought the company. They like the product so much, and so now Blink works with Alexa. These are wireless devices. You get the cameras, you unbox them, pop the batteries in, and you put them up wherever you want them in your house, and that's it. You set it up with your Wi-Fi-enabled device, and literally you're done within moments after having opened up the box. It's really interesting, and it works very well. And of course, you get to decide when the cameras are operating. You know, do you want them just on at night? Do you want them while you're away from or away to work or whatever? And then when something moves in front of the camera, it sends you a clip that you receive on your smart device wherever it is that you happen to be. So go to blinkprotect.com/FTL and you'll save 15% off the already affordable Blink Home Security System. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. And by the way, there's no contracts and no subscriptions. And so again, Blink is an Amazon company. So Ian and Chris here in our remote studio in Portsmouth, out here doing bonus extra interviews. We just had so many great people to talk to. We filled up two full days of content And we're on day three.
Yeah, I know. And it's like manna from heaven. Every 5 minutes somebody goes by and I'm like, oh, we've got to talk to them.
Just like Dash Back is like manna from heaven, where right. you can actually spend Dash in real life in New Hampshire and actually receive Dash Back. Joel Valenzuela, big fan of Dash. You do a lot with the Dash cryptocurrency. I think it was yesterday's show we had Darren Tapp. Or no, sorry, it was our first show. So Wednesday night we had Darren Tapp on, who's more into the technical math side of things. And you're out there, you're in the streets, you're promoting. You're getting out there, you're going to conferences, you're going to local businesses. What else are you doing with Dash these days?
Yeah, so I'm still the co-editor, the chief editor of the Dash Force News, which is the only, as far as I know, Dash-dedicated news outlet in the world. And we're starting to do a big foray into PR outreach. For example, getting into major crypto publications such as CoinDesk. And we've gotten a couple Forbes articles lately, too.
I saw the one about the car.
Yes,
the car that was purchased.
That was us.
That's awesome. Somebody actually, the radio station that we're running ads on in Keene now, the talk station in Keene, we're running ads promoting the Bitcoin Embassy. My sales guy saw that in Forbes and sent me, the sales guy at the radio station sent me an email saying, hey, I think you'd like to see this. And I hadn't seen it yet. So so it's definitely getting around out there. And you mentioned Dash Force News. You also host a podcast
with
a couple other gentlemen. That is called Dash Force News Three Amigos Podcast.
Yeah, precisely.
And that is what, once a week? You guys do it once a week?
Every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Also available on LRN.FM as part of our regular rotation of great liberty-oriented podcasts. So, Chris, I know that you wanted to talk about bringing business owners on board with cryptocurrency. It's something that we all have experience in. You've been downtown, famously on CNN, actually, purchasing from businesses here in Portsmouth.
Yep.
And so you know what it's like being there and interacting with these merchants. And sometimes things go wrong and there's some bumps in the road, but you got to bring them on in the first place. And we're seeing a huge adoption of Dash in Venezuela, where Caracas, we talked earlier, it was yesterday, I don't think you were here for our panel, but we had a panel where it was people from Keene and Portsmouth talking about why New Hampshire's the crypto mecca and why people who are into cryptocurrency ought to come here and help augment and make bigger and more effective the already very effective movement that we have, because Portsmouth and Keene are the number one and two cities, from what I can tell, per capita, as far as cryptocurrency adoption, as far as use in businesses in real life. Caracas, Venezuela is number three, and they have way more in raw numbers. They've got like over 1,000, as from what I've heard, taking Dash. But if you do per capita, actually Portsmouth and Keene actually beat Caracas, but Caracas
but
is a
much.
Close third.
Not
very
much,
close
by
third.
The way. Yeah. It's, I believe they're
going to surpass
there
us.
There are over 2,000 Dash accepting businesses in Venezuela as of now.
In all of Venezuela.
Caracas accounts for
more than
over 1,500.
Yeah.
So I don't remember the population of the city. It's over a million.
Yeah.
But so it's
I think
still,
it's like close to two.
It's getting close to where we'll have that as the highest density, unless
it's going
to
happen. Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably going to happen unless we get off our liberty-loving booties and
that's the thing.
Actually get something done over here.
Well, I mean, we are getting things done.
We're doing good. I'm
just
saying.
But the difference is...
Like, there's levels to this game that I'm figuring out. I thought that we were the hardcore people, but then give people with like an actual hunger for
that's
liberty.
That's it. Literally hunger. Right.
Yeah.
That's what makes the difference, because... Yeah. And it was one of the critiques that was leveled at the sort of the New Hampshire movement and AnyPay that I was defending against in some of these... The masternodes have conversations with Dash about how they're going to vote on things or whatever. And one of them was being very, very critical. The guy from Kuva Cash, actually, was who it was. Very, very critical of this, saying that, well, it's needed in Venezuela. What's the real need? Isn't this... You're never going to be able to get people to spend crypto without subsidizing it, so it's not sustainable, blah, blah, blah. I mean, what do you have to say as far as, should all the effort be focused on Venezuela, or is there value in doing what we're doing here in New Hampshire?
Well, first, to be fair, the person giving that comment has also levied criticisms against Venezuela as well.
Oh,
basically,
yeah. He's against everything
that's
not his project.
But I digress. The real question we have to ask ourselves, the short answer is, yes, absolutely, this works everywhere. This is valuable to average people everywhere.
Right.
The problem is we have not found yet how to walk backwards from the raw product to where it actually makes sense in dollars and cents.
What do you mean by raw product?
We know why crypto is great. We know it's permissionless, it's fast, it has a decentralized network, it's decentralized, all this kind of censorship resistant, whatever else you want to call it. We know all those things, that why it's great.
Undermines the banks, undermines the government.
We have all that in our brain as a theoretical concept. I want to just tell merchants, hope they connect to us on a radical anarchist philosophical level, and then they will hopefully take a hit in their business sometimes even in order to accept this thing according to their principles. But no,
that doesn't work.
You can measure decentralization in dollars and cents, and I believe I actually wrote an article with that title or something similar to that. But how do centralization and its negative effects, how does that actually show up in a merchant's average life?
I'll tell you.
As
fees.
A merchant.
As a merchant, as somebody who accepts a lot of credit cards and also accepts crypto, right before our panel yesterday, I look at my email and I see I got my latest invoice from BluePay, who's credit card processor. And I sit there and I look at it and it goes, that's great that out of all that business, 3% just flew out the window to subsidize somebody else. So, personally, when I talk to other business, it is about the fees.
Yes, exactly.
That's the number one point.
I start with the coffee shop model, because if it works for something as mundane as coffee, you can kind of scale it.
Right.
If you use a Square point of sale system, they do a flat rate, 2.5%. There's a few variances in what they want. That's the best you're going to do. 2.5 or 2.75% is what you get. And if you use Dash and pair with Uphold to convert to fiat, this is not even keeping cryptocurrency.
This is the worst way to accept crypto.
Yes, the safest, but the worst. Safest, but the worst.
If you consider putting money into dollars,
1.25% for the conversion, and then whenever you need to wire it to your bank, it'll be a $4 flat charge. So I've computed that if you wait until you have at least $200 in sales, you save money on fees by using Dash. But again, we're talking in the worst way. If you wait till you have like $1,000 worth of sales, then you save like up to like $20 or more in fees, i.e., a couple hours of a shift paying your barista so you can go actually see your kids perform in their dance recital. That's pretty invaluable. Just that on fees. Now, of course, you start talking about sending internationally, other things. There's other charges which are not really big for the coffee shop industry, which are chargebacks that around 0.5% or 1%, which, again, that doesn't mean it costs that everything, but average out.
Right. This is where the customer says, oh, wait, I didn't spend that. I didn't authorize that. My kid took my credit card out of my wallet, or somebody stole my purse or whatever.
And, of course, a big topic, which I'm not going to touch on too much right now because it's fairly obvious, is the legal cannabis industry.
Can you stay for another segment
here?
More with Joel Valenzuela. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. You can go to blockchainnh.com to learn more about the conference. It's obviously done by the time you're hearing this for this year, but I'm going to predict they're going to have a third one of these.
I'm hoping.
I sure hope so.
I really enjoyed this.
This was a really good conference, and it's great to continue into day number three of what was a two-day conference here, talking to some more great crypto-oriented people, and talking about, you know, bringing businesses on board, exposing people who are in business to the benefits of cryptocurrency, specifically, in this case, Dash. We're talking about Joel Valenzuela. Dash is the it's also known as digital cash. It's the crypto that's targeting real-life use. And to me, that makes it one of the most valuable cryptocurrencies out there. It's not in the top 10 at the moment, but it was for a very long time as far as market cap is concerned. But to me, the future potential and what we're seeing in reality, like here in New Hampshire, of actually being able to use crypto at a point of sale, that's what makes... We want this to be real. We don't want this to just be the internet, just be something you buy on SaveItPurse.com or whatever.
Right. And I think it's important. I honestly have to remind myself sometimes of crypto adoption in general is still so new. It's so new. And you do have, you know, if you look at number of transactions per day, per 24 hours, you will see that, you know, Bitcoin is up here, and then there's a whole bunch of coins that are really, really, really low. But here in New Hampshire, I come across, and of course I accept Dash too. Dash is one of those. It's like, even though it's an international cryptocurrency, you can use it anywhere in the world. Around here, if you're coming to New Hampshire, you should get some Dash.
Yeah.
You should carry it with you because you're going to be able to use it almost anywhere.
Absolutely.
And then you'll get Dash back. Yes. We left off in the last segment. You were just about to get into the cannabis industry and relation to Dash. Where were you going with that?
I was briefly mentioning that beyond just the simple, you save on some fees if you convert to fiat right away.
Yeah.
If you don't convert, if you don't convert to fiat right away, you save a whole lot more on fees. But
and if the value goes up, then you'll be very happy.
But you have the volatility risk versus reward.
Correct.
Now you,
because the value could go down.
Now you have a risk to manage, which if you're good with risk management, which as far as I know, all the dozens of businesses right here in town in Portsmouth, none of them convert.
They hold.
As far as I know. So
that's true in Keene too, except for one that I can think of.
So if they manage to manage that risk, it works. Regarding the legal cannabis industry, they still have banking problems.
Big time.
Yep.
And so I experienced this.
By problems, you mean they can't open a bank account at all.
Right, right.
And I've experienced this firsthand. I visited a dispensary in California recently, and you go up to the top of the stairs, and there's a couple of armed guards there. One of them demands your ID. The other one swipes you down with a wee-wee-wee to see if you have
any
weapons.
Wow, with a metal detector.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to see, and then they let you in the dispensary.
That's because they've got a vault with cash in the back.
Yes, and then they let you in the dispensary, at which point you go around to the ATM right there.
In the dispensary.
And then you get the cash out, and then you can go to the counter and actually pay. And it just seems it's... They're doing their best, but it's a problem. And so I understand when they say cash handling fees are 15% to 30% for the cannabis industry. It's like,
insane.
I know it is insane. I thought so, but you kind of have to see why. Where does money go? The way money goes to this security, otherwise you just rob it. So, but then I realized I started looking at some CBD sellers online. And I noticed that a lot of them, I didn't even target for this. A lot of them accept cryptocurrencies. And a lot of them actually offer discounts. And, of course, I'm just always on the internet looking for stuff, always looking at crypto-accepting businesses, always trying to get more. And this kind of struck me. I'm like, why would – I thought CBD is legal in the U.S. and doesn't have these problems. Well, it turns out it has another problem associated with the fiat banking system. Chargebacks.
Right.
The fitness supplement industry has a huge problem with chargebacks.
Right.
Someone buys diet pills.
It didn't work.
Yeah, and then they take it, and they wake up the next day, I'm still fat. I want to cancel that thing. And then there's just it's automatic chargeback, and the merchant can't do anything. And that is a giant chunk of business. So they're willing to actually subsidize people paying in cryptocurrency because
you cannot reverse.
It's almost like insurance. You'd rather pay a certain amount a month to reduce the risk of that giant chunk of money going away. And so then you realize, okay, here's another way that's actually money saved. It's not, well, maybe this or censorship that, or but what about Cyprus and the haircut and all those? No, forget all that stuff. Let's talk about every single day, not worst case scenario. Does this work today? And the answer is overwhelmingly yes. And
our business did that almost from day one. It was a little bit in, but we quickly realized that, you know, we would rather have people pay with crypto than with anything else. So, let's do a 5% discount. You come in our store, anything you buy,
it's
5% off of any crypto, which means I've sometimes accepted some less than desirable cryptos, but that was my policy.
Oh, you'll take it. You really will take anything, huh?
I will take anything. I get paid in Dogecoin. I've got paid in
Vertcoin. I'll take Doge.
Doge, all right.
Nice. I don't know if I'm going to take the stuff I've never heard of, though.
Have you been paid in Ravencoin yet?
Yes, I did.
Bam, there we go.
I did. I got five.
I don't know if you can say what you sold, because it might be admitting to something you don't want to admit to.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Can't do that.
Can't do that, huh?
We'll fill you in after this segment.
Something very insignificant sold for a good amount of Raven coin.
Yes, but I likely violated several federal laws in doing so.
I wouldn't go that far. I don't know what you're talking about, but I still wouldn't go that far either.
Right. You'll be as surprised when you hear it, and home will never know.
And people don't also understand the verification process or other things. And another when you start thinking things through the crypto lens of crypto's better, the banking system, the payments industry is not as good, once you start thinking through that lens, you start seeing things. Like, one more time in California, I'm going outside of a brewery. I love craft beer. I was at a brewery. Mm-hmm. I went outside. There's a...
Next time you're in Keene, we got a brewery that takes Dash now.
That's what I hear. Yep. You know, you can't keep me away.
Yep.
So there was a Mexican taco truck there.
Oh.
And with like good like seafood tacos and tostadas and all this kind of good stuff. Big sign there. Cash, you know, cash or credit cards are a 5% upcharge.
Oh.
Period.
Wow.
Not just, sometimes under a certain amount. No.
Mm-hmm.
Period. You know why? Because they have to then pay people pay their employees, many of whom probably don't have legal status. I mean, I'm making assumptions here, right?
Yep.
But maybe
it's okay.
Or suppliers who don't necessarily have bank access to the financial system because they don't have official documentation that proves that
they are. It's easier for them to have cash.
Yeah, so it's much easier for them to have cash than to take a swipe and then withdraw or do a bank transfer. They just want to do their accounting straight in cash, and so they're actually willing to do that. Now, if they took that cryptocurrency, they would probably, I would say, if I got them, convinced them, I could probably get them to a 5% discount in cryptocurrency because they have all the ease
of
transfer.
That would be a cool thing, right, to have those tiers at a business.
Yes.
Like, okay, you can do cash price, 5% off for crypto, and if you want to pay with a credit card, 5% more.
Yes.
That's cool.
All the benefits of credit cards. None of the problems of credit cards,
right.
Except for, you know, you need a machine to work as opposed to just giving out paper.
Well, we just had something happen sort of related to this in Keene, October 1st. Little Zoe's Pizza, which you know if you've been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, they have been taking crypto for a couple of years, and they decided to stop taking credit cards entirely. They made an announcement on their Instagram and their social media. Picture of, hey, we're done, we're, you know, this October 1st, we're quitting, and, you know, right below that, there was an immediate conversation about, we are accepting cash and cryptocurrency, and there were a couple of customers who immediately posted, like, I guess I'm going to have to learn about cryptocurrency now or whatever, so that's so cool.
Yes, which, so far, I mean, there's a bunch of ways of getting cryptocurrency. Probably
if you're in New Hampshire, more so than...
Yes, right. The easiest one-stop shop sort of thing is getting an account with Uphold, and then you just buy and sell easily. And
it's pretty easy to get on Uphold, I gotta say.
It's the easiest one thing I can recommend.
As a personal account, business account was a little bit more difficult on Uphold.
I've heard
that. And their customer service is basically non-existent, so that I wasn't real happy with. But regardless, it's been working fine as a personal. And I think you said their limits were like $10,000 per some period day or whatever on Uphold.
It was
on Uphold.
Something like that.
It was really high, much
it
higher.
Really big.
Yeah.
And one thing you should know about Uphold, first off, they do give Faber, I believe the lowest charge for cryptocurrency conversion would be Bitcoin, BTC.
It's like 1.05%.
At 0.95%.
Oh, it's 0.95%.
0.95%. Dash is the second at 1.25%.
Okay.
Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, a bunch of others are 1.4%.
Still so very, very affordable compared
to
credit card.
Yes, if you want to compare... if you want to include the actual cryptocurrency transaction fees, therefore Dash is the best deal. Also, there are some rumors that Uphold will be directly integrated into several Dash wallets, so that someone can just download a Dash wallet and get Dash from the exact same app.
Interesting. That'll be cool. So there's all kinds of cool things happening with Dash. Venezuela is hot. We're definitely keeping an eye on that situation down there. And I hope to, you know, we're going to have you back on at some point. We had you on with Mark Mason a little while back as co-hosts. And hopefully we might put in another Dash proposal this month. So we'll see. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Please keep me updated
on that.
We'll
see how that goes. Joel, thanks for coming back on Free Talk Live from DashForceNews.com.
Yeah, thanks. Yes.
All right. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.